This is WGN Radio's Your Hometown. Today, we're heading south of the loop to the village of Lansing, where hometown pride runs deep. The people are welcoming, and the hidden gems are worth discovering. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's John.
Thank you very much, David Jennings. And yeah, we're going to Lansing, where right now we're going to introduce you to the sausage queen of Chicago, who's actually picking up and moving shop. Nicole Makowski, fourth generation owner of Makowski's Real Sausage Company. Had a great time meeting Nicole a couple weeks back in Lansing, where she's developing her new place, which is huge and moving along. And Nicole, you're so nice to not only come on the show, but you fed all of us at the station. We are all walking home with sausages. Thank you, Nicole.
You are so welcome. I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you for having me.
Fourth generation. You've been in Bridgeport for a long time. I know you have a huge affinity for a wonderful neighborhood, and it's an old historic facility that you're in, but it's time to move, huh?
It is definitely time to move. We have been in Bridgeport since 1930, and we're a three-story manufacturer. Two elevators, were up and down, around and sideways, and we are just busting at the seams. So it was time to look for a new location, and Lansing fit all of our needs and more.
And what are those needs? Space? Ability to get things in and out quickly?
I think the first thing we were looking for is a partnership, because the meat industry runs 24 hours a day. And John, we have the smells. We have all the great smells of sausage going around all the time. And so you need a community that's willing to embrace the meat industry. We have trucks coming in. We have trucks going out. We have busy seasons. We have cash customers. So we were looking for a community that was going to welcome all of that. Of course, space and the right location, physical location was number two. And we just feel like we found a perfect home.
And Lansing was that home. How hard was the search, or when you saw what Lansing had to offer? And I guess I wonder, how does that work? Are you like Googling buildings, or are you putting the word out and through your networks of business owners and people you know, and towns come to you to make the pitch? How did that go?
We actually interviewed the town. So Lansing was the third town that I interviewed. So I would get a hold of the town manager, the town mayor, and we would set up a meeting or a Zoom meeting and talk about what my needs were and what they could help out with and what they were willing, you know, for us. And some towns don't let businesses operate past 12 12 a.m. in the morning. And that was a no-go for us because we cook sometimes 24 hours a day. And so it was myself finding the right town and then seeing if that town had a building that was going to work for our needs.
And the building certainly does. You're doing some work to it. I saw it firsthand, but it looks like it's going to be great. How much more sausage are you going to theoretically be going to be able to make and sell now that you're moving to Lansing?
We'll be able to double our production. Wow. So right now at Real, we do about 2.5 million pounds a year, and we should easily be able to do 5-6 million pounds a year out of Lansing.
Wow. So let's rewind a little bit. Fourth generation owner, so it's proud. It's in the family. You said you've been in Bridgeport since 1930. The company goes back before then even, right?
It does. My great-grandparents started a butcher shop in Lublin, Poland, and in 1920 moved to Lublin, Wisconsin, continued that butcher shop. Didn't last there too long because the stockyards were booming in Chicago, and they knew that's where they wanted to be. So they set shop for Bridgeport. We're looking right. Bridgeport is not in the stockyards. It's right outside of the stockyards, maybe about a mile. And we found a location at 35th and Ashland. We called that home. We were only there for about 6-7 years, and then the Real Packing Company filed for bankruptcy. We assumed that business, and we landed there, and we have been there since the 1930s.
It's got to be a little bittersweet leaving, yeah?
So, I am so nostalgic. I have so many memories from so many generations. I don't think it's fully hit me yet, but I'm sure I'm going to be a big mess leaving a place that I've grown up in. You know, I've smelled like a hot dog since I was a baby, and I still sometimes smell like a hot dog. So, I
love that.
I am sure it's going to be really tough.
Yeah, but on to really cool things in Lansing. Nicole, you and I got a chance to chat a little bit, even when the cameras weren't rolling. I learned a lot about you and your family, and I didn't know if this was like a business you took over begrudgingly when I heard you were a fourth-generation owner. Maybe begrudgingly isn't the word. But then I found out that, no, you acquired this business when you were how old?
I was 22 when I bought the business from my dad and my uncle.
What prompted such an early, I'm going to buy this and get going with it? Was it excitement, need? What was it?
I actually didn't even have it in my runway, but my dad wanted to retire and my uncle wanted to retire, so they told me that they were going to sell the sales, and I went and I talked to my best friend that night, because where else do you get great advice from another 21-year-old? And I said, I think I want to do this. And so they both said, I need you to put together a business plan. We need to see what you're going to do. And so I went hard at work at that. He was my toughest professor, that's for sure. And they agreed to sell me the sale. They would hold on to the building and all the equipment, because if I didn't make it, they needed something to bail themselves out.
Yeah, really. And you've made it. Has it been harder than you ever anticipated or easier?
I thought it was going to be easy. I didn't know.
Well, you were 22. And we all think that.
I was so young. That's right. And so I'm very ambitious in sales, and I knew that growth was the one component that we needed. Your overhead your burden's going to basically stay the same, no matter if you're pumping out 10,000 pounds or 100,000 pounds. Very, very small changes. So I went after some very large accounts, and I filled the company. But we didn't have the infrastructure. We didn't have the staff. We didn't have the equipment. And so we took on all of this business. I wasn't making any money. Money was going in. Money was going out. More money was going out than there was coming in. I ended up losing those accounts after 3 years, and I almost bankrupted the business.
Wow.
It was the toughest lesson I've ever had to go through. My dad came in. He gave me a really tough talking to. He said, I'm going to give you a loan. I'm going to charge you 1% over the interest rate.
Wow.
And he bailed me out. And I talk about that frequently, because when you sit in those moments that you just feel utterly hopeless, and you can get yourself out of that, and then you take a look back and you say, you know what? I am stronger than I thought I was. And now I know what I need to do to be successful. It was the toughest lesson I learned, and I'm so grateful that my dad gave me a second opportunity.
I love that story. That is so true. I'm glad you're willing to talk about that. I think that's a good lesson for all business owners, let alone someone that has the weight of three generations before them, and that must add some extra pressure. We got a minute left, Nicole, so I want to give you a chance to tell us, where can we get Makowski's Real Sausages?
Right now, you can find us in retail at Costco. We're in Pete's Fresh Market. We do have a list of retailers on our website, but we're more food service. So you can find us at our Maxwell at Portillo's. If you had a Home Depot hot dog or Polish, those are ours. If you've been out to Tommy's locations out up north, we service all the Tommy's. So we do have everything listed on our website. We love our customers. We're open to the public, so please come in and see us. Where we really love what we do.
Good luck.
Good old sausage makers.
I love that.